All right, already!
Tonight's the night. And it's going to happen again and again. Has to happen.
Tell me a story.
See, we got blogs, we got podcasts. You know, the information won't stop. It comes in through your head, bleeds out your eyes, and it's all crap. You know? See, you gotta dare for greatness these days to get people's attention. Did I get yours?
Tell me a story.
Dreams die. No. No, no, no. Not by themselves. We kill them.
It's 90% bullshit.
What is entertaining?
Tell me a story.
What?
Tell me a story.
What? What? Not tomorrow, not after breakfast, now!
The FCC, an appointed body, not elected, answerable only to the president, decided on its own that radio and television were the only two parts of American life not protected by the First Amendment to the Constitution. Why did they decide that? Because they got a letter from a minister in Mississippi.
What's this? Two comedians doing another radio show? This ought to be good.
Conti, the self-loathing, insecure egomaniac whose gambling issues and creepiness is only overshadowed by his savant-like knowledge of dates and numbers and his keen sense of direction.
I'm a guinea. Listen, your skin is your biggest organ.
Especially if you're not circumcised.
I think I'm dead inside.
Aw, me too.
I am not a happy person.
Fucking jerk-offs.
What's going on here? Help me! You're not going to suck it. Get out. Well, do I sound that much of a dick? I'm singing in the rain.
Kenny, the functioning alcoholic whose flair for waffling and fence riding is second to none. A metrosexual who is an emotional tube sock with a touch of brilliance for the obscure.
I'm a vagina champion.
There's no possible way that I can get anyone pregnant. No, 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 no. I'm waffling again.
Some 18-year-old webcam girl getting railed.
If you ever get a blowjob from someone in a pool who keeps snot bubbling, I'll retard my smartness.
Together, they are the Conti and Kenny Show.
You guys suck.
The vision is real. The power is reawakening. The fear is reborn. Because they have returned. Because they have returned.
Howdy, everybody. Welcome to the show. Conti and Kenny Show. We are live. It is March 30th, 2015. It's Joe Conti and Kenny Michaels.
I got here 6:59.
Yeah, you hit all sorts of that New Jersey traffic.
Yeah. And then I had to stop at the store to get a sarsaparilla. And then I almost doo-dooed myself.
It's amazing. It's like you could have one lane closed down on a four-lane highway. And it is going to slow you down like you wouldn't believe. We have so many people on the road.
It was on the other side of the road.
Oh, so it was all rubbernecking.
And then up here in by 280 was dead stopped. And I had to squitch the whole time.
You had to go pee-pee?
No.
Oh, you had to make a dookie.
Yeah. Oh.
That squitch?
Boy, yeah, I had to squitch.
Oh.
Hey, you're squitching your pants?
I'm glad you
made that up.
Glad we didn't shake hands after you got out of there. Welcome to the program.
No, I washed. In that bathroom, you got to wash everything.
The phone number, it is 240-HI-CNK. If you want to Skype us, it is non-productive. No, it's NPN Studios. My fault. And, of course, the chat room, morelikeradio.com/live.
Already got some pals in there. Hey, saying what's up?
The usual dregs of this society?
Yes.
Of course. Gotta love them.
Regular animals.
Yeah. So what else is going on, man?
Nothing.
Nothing? Nothing at all?
I'm trying to get my, you know, normally I'm here 15, 20 minutes early, half an hour early, mm-hmm. but lately I've been catching it. Lucky I leave my house about 5:45, 40 minutes, I'm up here, boom. Today, no.
Well, today I got here late,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Because I was doing Bob Levy stuff.
Yeah.
Which now apparently is more important than my own stuff. Everything's all about Bob Levy.
Yeah, more important than your marriage.
Oh, yeah.
Your nieces and nephews.
Oh, yeah. Although we got to hang out with my nephew yesterday, which was fun.
I was with my niece. We had the birthday party for my nieces.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Very nice.
The night before that, I was down in, went down to Atlantic City.
Yes, that's right. You went and hung out with your old man and your brother, right?
Right, yeah. It was just the boys' night out. We went to the old Golden Nugget.
The old Golden Nugget?
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of black people in the Golden Nugget?
Not at all. No, it's like the Borgata.
There's one place where
they're new, and it's like the Borgata.
So you're just favorite. Saying the Borgata, if it's nice, the black people don't go?
Yeah. I think so.
Oh, okay.
There's a
casino.
It used to be the Sands.
No, not the Sands.
The Sands people would get shot in.
No. I'm saying there's a casino that a lot of black people go to in Atlantic City, and I can't think of which one it was, if anybody remembers. And I mean, I'm sure we'll get a few bad jokes, but there is a casino where when we went a couple times, it wasn't like we were worried about getting shot. It wasn't anything like that, but I was like, wow, a lot of the brothers come into this casino, and I was like... And I don't know if it was because of the entertainment. I don't know if they had, like, certain entertainment that was geared, you know, towards, like, you know, black entertainment, like, you know, R&B or whatever.
Possibly, maybe a concert or something.
But Roberta
Flack concert or something.
Roberta Flack.
That's the first black performer I've thought of.
And it rhymes with black. That's how bad you were. You can't even come up with something.
Roberta Flack. What did she sing?
She sang...
Turn all the lights, sweet darling.
No, isn't that Loving You is Easy Because It's Beautiful? No.
All right. You know what? I got YouTube right up here. We're finding Roberta Flack.
I know she had a couple of tunes. Right? 70s, late 60s?
First time I ever saw your face, Killing Me Softly.
Killing Me. See, I was thinking. Yeah, the ones that the Fugees did. That's right. That was Roberta Flack. Holy shit.
You make me feel like making love to you.
What's that?
The closer I get to you.
More make feel like. Oh, the closer I get. Feel like making love. No, I'm just singing the other song and I'm throwing those words
feel
in.
Feel like making.
No. That Feel Like Making Love to You is a popular song.
Yeah, that's it. Let's try that. Let's try this one out.
Yeah. That's definitely. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
This is live, of course. Feel like making love.
This looks like it's from you.
She played the piano for 8 seconds. She got up.
Yeah.
I feel like making love to you. That's the time. That's the time. I feel like making love. Yeah, she sounds all right singing live.
I don't think
she's using autotune.
No. It's 1978.
I know.
Well, there was talent back then.
Shit. Yeah.
Hey,
Roberta Flack.
Now, were they young black guys or old black guys? This is some old black dudes.
No, it's just a mix of people. Yeah. Not a lot of, I wouldn't say young.
This is like some Cedric the Entertainer black guy.
Right, Steve Harvey. yeah.
It's a good tune.
Yeah, she has some good tunes. Yeah.
D'Angelo redid this.
Who?
D'Angelo, neo soul guy.
Oh, yeah. Very cool. So, that's good. So we
Roberta Flack
somehow. How does this show start off with Roberta Flack?
You're right.
Just so
our
weird.
Our first musical,
Roberta Flack.
Yeah.
How does that happen? But So we're
we're at the casino. Me and my brother and my father.
Mm-hmm.
We go to one place. They're big cigar smokers. both of them. They like they smoke cigars and they talk about cigars and tobaccos and whatnot. Well, I'm not. I stick to the old
regular Kansas sticks.
Yeah. But it's the only place in the casino you could smoke and have a little band playing. It's a nice joint, you know, a little loungy kind of a feel.
Mm-hmm.
And the bar, you have the computer, the poker games. You know, you just sit there, you throw 20 bucks in. You can play. You can play for 3 hours if you wanted to, because it just keeps. You can play for a quarter. You can play for a dollar.
Video poker.
Yeah, exactly.
Otto, we used to play that. That was Otto's big game. Otto won some good pots.
Yeah. If you do
maybe
the max,
won five grand. Remember, I think he won four or five grand.
Four grand, one five shot. Grand. Yeah, $4,500. But you can sit there. So we were just sitting there watching basketball and everything, and I ended up losing at the end of the night. I don't know, a couple hundred bucks, because what happened was we're sitting there and we're there for like 3 hours at this point. And we're just playing, shooting shit, dads and sons hanging out, you know, something we hadn't done ever, pretty much, me and my brother.
I don't think anybody listening to this who doesn't know you too well, when you're about to say that, when you go, you know, we haven't done that, and people in their heads are thinking a year, 5 years, 10 years. I don't think a lot of people were thinking you were going to say never.
Ever.
We haven't done that in ever.
We've never done that. Yeah, no. We've gone to the casinos together, mm-hmm. but it was always with other family. Never just the three of us. Because my brother's going to have the baby pretty soon, a couple of months. He's going to not be able to do it, you know? So instead of going fishing or something, we decided to go gamble, you know? Instead of let's hang out, we'll, you know, we'll screw around, see what happens. And here's the thing. I'm winning like 30 bucks or, you know, I'm doing pretty good on the video poker. We're there like 3 hours. I got to take the first piss. Of course, I got to roll past. Now, that I usually play three-card poker. $25 a hand in this place. I'm not playing three-card at $25 a hand.
Yeah, it was a Saturday, right? Saturday night, everything's up.
Yeah, if three-card, it's $5 minimum, let me bet 30 bucks a hand. You know what I mean? Because if $25 a hand, you got to have $2,000 in your pocket that you're willing to lose, you know? So, here's the thing. I got to walk past the roulette table.
Oh, boy.
Right? And now my brother is saying that he's got to watch the money because he's saving for the baby and everything. And I had a couple of bucks, but I said, you know what? You know, even my father, let me take my father out. I don't want to dig into the ATM. Let me let it ride a little bit. I go take a piss, come back. 6 minutes, I'm up $350 on roulette.
Wow.
Just betting red and black. I threw $100 down. I threw $100 down. I did first bet. It was two reds, a black, and then a red. And I guessed them correctly. So it was like, I think it was like 50. I think I was doing 50 bucks. It was like 300 bucks. It's literally 7 minutes.
That's six bets. That's like five or six bets.
Yeah, yeah.
Of 50 bucks.
Yeah. Wow. I threw $100 down on one of them. I think I was like, let it, you know, I won a couple, won the chips back. I'm like, $100.
Double up a little bit.
$25 minimum. I'm gone 7 minutes. I'm the only one at the table. There's no one at the table yet because we went there at like 6 o'clock at night, you know. So it wasn't like a 3 o'clock. We didn't leave until 3:30 in the morning.
Right.
But we were there the entire night. I walk up and because my brother, you know, he's talking about, you know, money and this and that. They do okay. You know what I mean? He's retired now and he drives a school bus.
Talking about your old man. Time.
Yeah, yeah. And my brother does well, so it wasn't like they didn't have any money, but mm-hmm. I was like, let me show them. 6 minutes, I was like,
wow.
Right on the bar, right? There it goes.
So you went back to the bar where they were sitting.
Yeah, yeah, because I went to
you
take a piss.
Come back with a bunch of greenies.
I went to take a
it
piss.
It could have been you just stopped for 5 minutes somewhere. There was no way they're thinking you're coming back with a big, huge thing of chips.
It would have taken the same amount of time if I took a shit.
Okay.
Put it that way.
Gotcha.
It would have been the same 7-8 minutes.
And you took no shit.
No shit. I went right there, and I was like,
wow.
Dude, my dad, hey, that's something else there, son. Wow. What? And I'm like, everything on me tonight, guys. Split them up between yourselves.
Nice.
So I gave them the chips. I put the 100 bucks back in my pocket and let them do the winnings.
You put the money that you started, basically.
I was up $300 somewhere
right,
around
so
there.
So that 100 bucks you put in your pocket is what you started with.
I'm even. Yeah.
Nice.
Gave it to them, let them cash it in so they can play.
What a good brother, son.
Here's the thing.
Uh-oh.
We continue to drink. Now it's high times.
Oh boy,
we don't got to worry about nothing. Nobody's got to come out of pocket.
No,
we're and he we went to the
playing with house money.
We went to the Golden Nugget originally because those my brother and my father go there all the time. So they have the comps. They have the free plays. You know, you can play on the slots. You know, they each had $150 in free slot play, and also food comps. So instead of going down to my dad's house and going to a bar and eating, he said he lives 15 minutes, not even 15 minutes, from the Golden Nugget.
Okay.
15-minute drive. My stepmother drives us there, right? She drops us off. She hangs out for a drink or two. She goes, guys, we're going to hunt for dinner. Put the women and children to bed, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now we're high times. And we're slugging drinks. We're slugging. They're slugging beers. And he does this.
Kenny's dad is sort of the
John mix John Wayne and a Soprano.
Yeah. Yep. That's like my father. Like a Guinea John Wayne. Yeah. Go ahead.
And so we're starting to slug beers. You know. And now it's fun. It's even funner. You know?
It's the best.
Yeah. Because now it's literally we've got all the food taken care of. We got all the drinks. Yeah,
and you're not paying for anything.
Not paying for anything because $300 just showed up on a thing.
Yeah. Found money.
Continue to drink.
Oh, boy.
Every time I got a piss. Now I broke the seal.
Okay.
Every time I got a piss.
Oh, boy.
I lost $100 on roulette.
Oh, boy.
4 times. Had to be 4 times. I don't even remember because the last one was at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, boy.
I took that good run, and instead of being a smart person and going, I just nailed the house. For a couple of $100, I wasn't going there to gamble. I was going there to hang out.
No, of course not. No.
So we're playing. I'm playing dollar hands or 50-cent hands on the machine. And we're happy.
Yeah,
they're
hanging out.
They're smoking cigars. We're talking about old memories and shit that we haven't even spoken of since they happened.
Yeah, probably don't even remember. And then until you hear it, go, oh, that's right.
Remember that? Yeah. Bonding with my father and my brother and stuff, and you know everything. But fucking fuck. Every time I had walked past that fucking roulette table, I fucking threw $100 down. I went to the Mac machine. I went to the ATM because I'm like, I'm getting this shit back. I was on a roll.
Yeah.
So not only did I fucking win $300 and chop it up with these assholes.
Right.
I went back and fucking lost $300 more.
Now you're down money.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
The fucks.
Oh, goodness.
And there's
gracious.
Somewhere in there, I know my brother stole $200-something from me. There's somewhere, because I remember I was like, no, you take that money and you give it to dad and you hold on to it. There was a point where I was winning in the thing, too, you know, $50, $60. And I went down there and I didn't pay attention to any of my money.
No, because you're not in that mode.
It wasn't like $300.
I'm
not
$300. I got.
We're on.
Whatever. You're just hanging out.
We're doing house money.
Yeah.
Check my account.
Oh boy.
The next day.
Oof. Oh boy.
Something happened. Yeah. Got a lot of good tips. The bartenders. You know, a lot of bartenders.
We're trying to get those tips back. Hey, listen, you really weren't that good. I need that $30 tip
back.
Yeah,
hey, remember that? Because you go there, you're drinking free. You grease them first.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
you grease them first. They give you the hot rides. You know, if you're not drinking
hot
beer.
Hot rides, that means
A little extra hair in your drink.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
Instead of someone's just going to sit there and not going to tip because we're getting free drinks. They're going to make their money, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think they probably get a percentage of the losings in the... It's got to be. Because if there's no cash...
you mean when you're sitting exchanges. At the bar playing?
Yeah, they
because,
must get a percentage
if you're playing,
of the game.
You get a free you drink for free.
Right. So I'm thinking there's got to be something where as long as that person's sitting his ass in a seat, he's definitely going to lose because it's a computer game. There's no human element to it. The computer knows when you're on a roll. It knows, and you could sit there. And I'm telling my brother, I'm showing him how to play poker. I was like, deuces wild. And I'm showing him, I'm like, listen, we're at $23. We just won $6. It's going to bring us down to about $7 or $8. Then it's going to bring us back up to $16, bring us back down to $11, and then we're going to hit one for like $25, like up to $25 on dollar bets. Because the computer knows. We can fly a fucking spaceship to Mars and go and rock samples, and we can get on Mars and then have a robot be a fucking chemist and an archaeologist. And you're going to think that deuce is wild? You have the upper hand just by hitting max bet?
Upper hand.
No, it's not. It's not. It's a computer. But but it keeps you satiated, keeps you enjoying things, and it doesn't kill your pocket. So you sit there and booze up. So that's what we did. And then after I proceeded to, I guess she saw me the last time. Right before we left, of course, we have to leave the bar. My brother takes a piss, and I go and I throw like another $100 down on roulette. So I guess this woman sees me. My father's right behind me. And I said, you know, I was calling them Hail Mary passes. I didn't let them know that I lost that much. I was just going to piss.
Okay.
Because I was the hero. You know what I mean?
Right.
I didn't come back from the piss going, I lost another fucking $100.
Right. No. Why would you do that?
I didn't want to ruin their night.
No.
I'll keep that to myself.
And you're embarrassing. Yeah, you'd be embarrassing anyway.
Absolutely. They would, and because they'd start going, would you stop? Take the money back. And now it's a fucking, in a poorhouse.
Yeah, yeah.
No. You fucking drink. You have a good time.
Don't worry about it.
Everything I didn't let them know, not at all. So I throw the last $100 by the roulette table, boom, gone. One spin, and so we're by the across the hall by the banister, and this blonde girl comes up to me, puts her arm around me, and says, "Hey, what are you guys hanging out? Are you guys still playing? You know, what room are you staying in? What are you guys doing? You guys hanging out?" And I'm like, "Hooker." 3:30 in the morning, couple of drunk dudes. If I was by myself, I might have bought a hooker for the first time.
Really?
Yeah.
Was she that hot?
She was pretty.
Oh, nice.
She was pretty. Here's
seemed
the thing.
Kind of like real. Seemed like a real person.
You wouldn't even. You wouldn't even know.
You wouldn't have thought she was a hooker.
Do you want to see her?
What do you mean?
I found her.
You found her on like one of those websites?
No, yeah, because
I'm
with my father, and now my brother comes back, and I know the jig is up. I think my dad was just like, "Hey, there's my son. Yeah, she's going after she's picking him up." But no, she was. Right away, she was a lady of the evening. You know?
Okay.
And my brother comes up, so then at that point, all three of us are fucking starving. If we were done gambling, like, let's go get a burger. And then we'll go back home to the house. This is 3 o'clock in the morning. We'll go back to the house. We'll go on the porch. We'll pour a beer and we'll smoke cigars and we'll talk. But let's get out of the casino. So she puts her arm around me. So I start talking to her, and I get her phone number out of her.
Is that a website there?
No, it's you can search phone numbers. And what it is, it's a website called escorthistory.com.
Wow.
So all these people that they have her number. It's basically if an escort gives you your number, you put it into this website and it checks if she's an escort or not.
Oh.
You got
what
I'm saying?
She is cute.
The eyebrows are
a little weird, but besides the eyebrows,
there's other pictures.
She's a cute girl.
Yeah. Oh, man. There's other pictures. I will give out the number in the chat. Let me find another picture of her. She looked regular. Yeah, eyebrows. She's from Vegas. She didn't have those eyebrows then. She didn't have those eyebrows out there. All right.
Wow, she just looks like she could be like some girl you would just see in a chat room.
Right, right. And then...
chat room.
Here, like that one's all right.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Hey, now.
That's kind of what
she's
looked like.
She's a cute girl. Yeah.
What I'll do is I will. I'll
what's up with that tat? What is that tattoo of?
It says bath salts.
No, it doesn't. It says bath salts on it.
You know she probably tried it.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'll see if Brent's in the chat room. But. That's her walking up to me, you know? And I'm like, if I didn't fucking lose that $300 and $400 on a roulette,
might have been able to.
I would
have
went
have a little nice evening.
And she looked like, but here's the thing. She looked like this on Saturday. But there's a few of them.
She looked like Bruce Jenner on Sunday.
It's a little booty bang.
What's up? What the fuck?
She's got a bunch of tattoos.
Who is that?
That's her.
That's just a weird ass picture.
Yeah, yeah. What I'll do is I'll text whatchamacallit. There's another one. It's right now. Don't worry, guys. We're gonna put him in the chat.
That's fucking hilarious. She looks like she's about to drop a deuce next to a fucking high school
locker.
Yeah,
and she's got a little rumbling, stumbling in the back there.
Yeah. You would never think that.
But she wasn't. I even looked.
No, I'm saying she didn't look like a girl that has like a thick ass.
I believe she probably was at the tail end of probably maybe a 2 or 3 month binge on some
methamphetamines
or something, because she was thinner than this.
Oh, okay.
This, she's thin. Her, you know, but it looks like she's got a little. Like I said, little
tattoos on each cheek of her
little
ass.
Rumbling, stumbling. But then you get, then that's what she looked like.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean?
Look at the spooge thing on the bottom.
Uh-huh.
That's funny.
It's eroticmugshots.com.
Yeah, and its logo is a spooge.
Yeah.
Wow. But,
what I'll do is I'll text, whatchamacallit, Brent, if he's in the chat room. See, that's she's a little overdone there, but if I was by myself or if I was with the guys, I probably would have went, because I just wanted to do something to someone at that point.
Yeah, you wanted to
either choke the cunt that kept rolling black.
Yeah, exactly.
Or choke this one out.
Nice. But,
yeah. So that's that. I'll text and let me go back to the chat. Yeah, but I had the number, and it was like last night, and I'm just like, because I went to the kids' party in the afternoon,
right?
And I'm like, oh, let me just see, just typed it in, boom, there it was, Exotic Escorts escorthistory.com.
Nice, you almost came to the dark side, dude. You almost came there.
I would have, yeah. You know what? I could probably give the number out in the chat room.
It's a public number, right?
Yeah.
It's a number for the escort, right?
Yeah.
Why not?
She don't know me. You know what? Guys, have fun.
You didn't get her number from her.
Why am I worried about a hooker?
Right, exactly. I'm just talking about legally.
She gave it to some guy in a casino. All right? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put the number in.
The number you got off a website. Public domain.
Public domain. Yeah. 545. It's 21, and here's for the people at home listening in the podcast.
Okay.
The number is, it's a Las Vegas number. She said she was from Vegas.
Okay.
It's 214-545-8880.
And what is her name?
Okay. I don't remember.
Oh.
Now, what you do is just put that into Google, okay? Put that into Google. She's, ages she uses 20 and 21. She's young. She's really, really. She looked like she was like 22.
Yeah, she looks like
she's
like,
young.
You know.
What you do is you go put that in a Google search, and then scroll down. It's like one or two postings, and it's called escorthistory.com. Or just go to www.escorthistory.com/214-545-8880. And you could check out the hooker that was trying to threesome me and my dad and my brother.
Nice.
Well, that'd be foursome. But she was probably, you know, because she's like, what are you guys doing? If we were all like, oh, we're just going to wrap our cocks around your throat, how about that? Room 324, she'd go, yep, let's go.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah, a couple of hundred apiece.
That's right. You got the money, let's do it. Wow.
Yeah. Could you imagine if me and my brother and my father got so drunk that we triple teamed the... Triple team.
Poor child.
An escort.
Yeah. Fucking. Yeah. John Wayne, the white refrigerator Perry, and you.
See, she's
a cute girl.
Yeah. Normally, those hookers there, you're like.
Does she have
whoa.
like a any type of an accent, or is she?
No, not at
American
all.
American girl.
She sounded sweet. She sounded. It would be someone dressed. I mean. To
go to like a club or something.
Not even. She looked almost like a businesswoman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not.
She is a businesswoman.
You're damn straight.
You ain't kidding.
And she's good at it too.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Yep.
She didn't dress. You didn't. You would never go.
You wouldn't think hooker.
She's a hooker. Right. She had kind of her hair was a little bit shorter than that. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of like just combed over and very neat and tight and everything.
Yeah, to protect the bald spots.
Or the scars where her pimp smashed her in the head with a ball peen hammer for not giving him his fucking money on time.
Yeah, getting whacked by Wayne Brady. I'm Wayne Brady, bitch.
Yeah. Say hello to Dave Chappelle. Hey, nice. Dave. But,
very cool, man.
Yeah.
You know how you can tell when they're, you know how you can tell they're hookers in like the casinos is what they do is they sit and they always sit at a slot, and they have a cup, and they're pushing, you know, they're putting quarters
filled
in.
Filled with sperm.
Yeah. Yeah, they're about to donate it.
And for the guy, anybody in the chat room, when you check it out, put pictures in the chat.
And they just sit there and they just put coins in the slot, but they're pulling the handle and they're not looking at it. They're just doing that while they're looking around to try to see if there's somebody.
They're looking for the mark.
Because you can't just sit there and just be a hooker. Yeah. You have to, and they know. I mean, I'm a professional.
Yeah.
I can recognize a hooker a mile away.
And this one wasn't an outside hooker. She was an inside hooker. You know, there's like outside cats.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That you don't let inside.
Yeah, you know, the feral hookers. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to let an indoor hooker. Yeah. Yeah. You need an indoor hooker.
Yeah. You got to go indoor hooker. You can't go with a feral outside hooker. No.
You have to.
I went with many feral outside hookers.
Yeah, you need an inside hooker.
Yeah, yeah. Next to the dumpster and the car, you know. But the insides, they're more trained. You know, they're more trainable. They're much easier to work with.
Yeah, yeah. You know? They shit in the same place. You know,
absolutely.
Box, you know,
they
lick themselves to clean.
Yeah, yeah. They go in the box.
The outside cats are just
they shit everywhere. Yeah. They don't care.
They're all ratty.
Yeah,
and
they're
dusty.
All banged up. It's
can't
like
pet them.
I'll touch you, you know, I'll pet you, but I don't want to.
They're not
to.
Nice to you unless you have food, and even then they're skittish.
Yep, exactly.
You know, the other
yep.
the indoor ones lay on your lap and
absolutely.
You kind of become pals.
You can be friends with them.
I'd
know?
Be
friends,
yeah. There it is.
Another picture
first
they're putting
one.
Up?
That's first
very
one.
Very nice.
From Roy Black.
Very, very nice.
He found her.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
Fucking Roy Black on crack. Probably has her address, that creep.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
He's probably on his way there right now.
I'm almost tempted to call her and see her. It's probably a service.
It might
you know
be.
What I mean?
It might
but
be a service.
But the number...
It's
a
service that you can hit a button and then it'll go, if you like to talk to so-and-so,
if you like to talk
boom.
To Gina
so you don't,
or
so you don't
Bubbles.
Get her number, it'll still go to her personal phone.
Right, right.
Yeah. That's how I do it. That's how I would do it.
An indoor hooker.
Indoor hookers. They're like cats.
Oh man, that's funny. Yeah, but that was and then
that's a nice weekend.
It was all right. And then we decided we're like, all right, we'll get a car because it's not far from the house. It's only 15 minutes. Fucking ended up, there's a guy, it's 3:30 in the morning. The guy was in a stretch limo.
No,
and he's like, $40, I'll take you home. Because normally a cab ride is about $30 plus tip. He's
extra $10, stretch out a little bit.
Extra $10, yeah, give us a limo.
Limo ride home, yeah.
Because there was no cab, there was just cabs and like
same as your prom night. You're hanging out in a limo with two other guys. What is that?
That's her.
But what's on her backside?
She's got a...
Looks like she shit herself from this angle. It's weird.
It's like something A. Gate A.
Oh, okay.
Gate A. Gate anus.
I don't
is
know.
That where you go to fly.
I was going to say, yeah, I mean.
If you're going to doo-doo town, your plane's at gate A.
She has another thing on her side. It says climb aboard. All aboard. All right.
Hey,
very,
Roy,
very
Roy's
nice.
Finding him now.
He sure is.
Yeah, Roy's finding him now.
Very nice.
I would do that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Anyone in this chat room would let her give you treats.
Of course.
You know,
why wouldn't
even
you?
For
she's a cute girl. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
For a hooker.
Young. But someone's that young, when an ass like that, it's probably a lot of black dudes.
Probably digger. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. With that kind of she probably twerks
that backside,
and whatnot.
Yeah.
But, twerk. I'd let her suck on it. You know what
of
I mean?
Of course you would.
She has got a nice face. I'd
yeah,
let her suck
she's
on
a cute girl.
Yeah.
You're saying that like you think that I would be shocked that you would
no,
tell.
No, I know,
right,
I know.
Good.
I know you're on board.
Okay, of course.
I know you're
that's
on board.
Right. I already put my luggage over the overhead compartment. Ready to go. I've been on this flight before, my friend. I know the pilot and everything. We're good. Very, very nice.
Yeah, yeah, so that was fun.
Nice.
You want to? We want to take a quick break so we can. Let's regroup because I ran in here and whatchamacallit.
Yeah, let's take a break and then when we come back, we got some.
We'll get into the news or whatever.
Well, yeah, and also get into some stuff for anybody that heard the beginning of the show why we were playing stuff from.
Roy Black's. He's posting like every picture now.
Is he?
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Conti and Kenny, morelikeradio.com.
Hey, smokers, you stink worse than a dumpster. Stop living in the Middle Ages and try an electronic cigarette today by Smokeless Image. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. They're cheaper than regular cigarettes, don't smell, and come in a variety of flavors like fruit, mint, and traditional tobacco flavors. Order your new electronic cigarettes from Smokeless Image today by going to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRtees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRtees. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRtees.
Hey, you.
Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Subscribe to the podcast. Get it on iTunes, morelikeradio.com, or contiandkenny.com. And for that lovely show that's called Conti and Kenny Shorts, subscribe on iTunes or contiandkenny.com. The information's there on all the pages, all the websites, all the complete and utter box. Check it out. It's funny. It's hilarious. It's Conti and Kenny. It's a waste of fucking time. Just get on with it. Is that any good, Governor?
Gee, I can't believe I'm souring my good name for this book.
A lot of creepy, a lot of good-looking girls in this audience now. I got a fucking log in my underwear. That's right, I have a wooden cock. I was circumcised with a pencil sharpener.
Our pal, the late, great Otto Peterson, is no longer with us. But his legacy of laughs lives on at OttoandGeorge.com. There you can order Otto and George's new DVD/CD in concert. And you can get his new t-shirt. Or anything Otto and George can be found at OttoandGeorge.com.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey, this is Bonnie McFarlane. I'm checking out the Conti and Kenny show. Right? Am I? Oh, I'm checking it out or they are?
They are.
Okay, let me try it one more time. I've also checked it out. I'm also doing it. We're all doing it. We're all checking it out. The Conti and Kenny show. Check it out. You are already.
I'm Bonnie McFarlane.
And you are checking out the Conti and Kenny show. You can't mess up that one. I guess he gets that a lot, right? The Conti and Kenny show. All right, this is Bonnie McFarlane, the Conti and Kenny show. That's what you're listening to. All right, kids. Good. Bye. Am I still fucking recording? How do I turn it off?
I have to shut it off.
Welcome back, everybody. Conti and Kenny Show. Kenny almost delved into my old world.
The dark side.
Almost. But that's all right.
I was ready to.
It would have been great. What would that have sounded like, you? Like, not the sex part, but just like you talking about being with a, like a hooker, you know?
I guarantee you I would be like, oh, I've never really done this before. So she takes a little easy on
no,
me.
No, no, no. Like the way you would be talking about, like, have, you know, like, post. Like, hey, listen, you know, it was a good time, you know, or...
I would admit it. I would readily admit it because she was that good looking when I saw her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it wasn't like I hogged it, you know?
Right.
I'd be like, this pretty good looking hooker.
Yeah.
Like I said, some of these pictures, give her justice, when I saw her that night.
Yeah, no, she's cute, man.
I was like,
there's not too many, like, you know, I don't think a lot of these pictures are, anybody's thinking, eek.
Yeah.
You know?
Man, and she's big, cute. Big Scott's one in the chat room writes, wow, we're banging hookers, see? Smoking cigars too, see? Mwah. Yeah, Big Scottswell eyebrows overdone, distracting. Blah.
Yeah, she probably could have done a little less with the eyebrows, you know.
Yeah,
but still,
you know. But you know, like I've always said, I have an average sized penis with a good mushroom, you know, a little sixer or so, and you know, nice little helmet on it. So it does the job. It does pretty good,
right?
But I don't think, you know. This one has had so many, it's like she would just be going through the motions. I don't think there would be a lot of love there.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I've never been with one. Have you ever had one where you felt a connection with?
Every single one of them.
like they kind of dug you?
A couple, yeah.
Yeah, a couple.
Massage girls.
Makes it, like, all right, makes it a little better, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think they, most of the massage girls, when I went to the one, they genuinely liked me because I wasn't a dick to them. I was actually very nice. Most of the guys are married and they're assholes.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I started talking to them after a while. A couple times I fell asleep on the bed. They let me fucking, I was in there once, done, and like instantly I was finished and I was just sitting there, laying there, and she was just rubbing me for a while and I was out and she left. She came back. She's like, so you're sleeping. You're okay. It's good.
She had a little nappy poo.
Oh, yeah.
Afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really
fucking beautiful.
See, that's
and then I go to the gym and work out like, and then fucking do an hour and a half of basketball and lift weights. How the fuck I do that? I don't know. But I'm just picturing Kenny, like, you know, maybe, you know, putting some, you know, like music on and, you know.
Colorado dickhead. Eugene Levy called. He wants his eyebrows back.
Yeah, see, so I took this hooker and I brought her up to the north side.
Yeah, I don't know if I would have banged her.
But you would have definitely gotten treats from her.
I would have definitely gotten treats from her.
The,
right?
The, you know, blowjob.
Yeah, yeah, I would have start with that, and if that wasn't working, then yeah. I'd put in the old snatcholi,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he would have definitely maybe cluttered the room with some nice sexy music.
Right, right, right. Well, I'd make it sexy, you know? I wouldn't just dive into it because no. I would want her to feel okay.
Of course,
it
yeah.
Yeah, you know, might have been her. A
couple of old street lamps she light up.
She might be new at it, you know.
Exactly.
I don't want to make her upset.
She would have been a little weirded out though when she figured out that she was banging a 38-year-old, 100-year-old guy.
Yeah, take her out for. You know what would have ruined the whole thing if she like whispered in my ear. She's like, "I'm not a hooker. I'm just hungry. Can you buy me a burger?"
That happened to me. Remember that story I told you with the girl who was just looking for the ride?
Oh, yeah, for the ride. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, and I got her to fucking blow me. It was one of the worst things just, I think I've ever done.
You were going from Patterson to, Patterson to Newark or something?
No, I was going to my cousin's house to go play poker.
Yeah.
And I pulled into a Krauser's, and it was like this disheveled kind of girl wearing like a camouflage jacket. And I saw her like just roaming around the store. And then by the time I went out, and I went and picked up like a soda and something. And she was sitting outside, and she's like, "Hey," I'm like, "What's up?" She's like, "Do you have any, like, you know, do you have any money?" And I was like, "Not really." She goes, "Well, I need a ride. I need a ride to a friend of mine's house." And she needed more than a ride. And I'm like, "Where?" And she told me which way. And I'm like, "Yeah, but I'm kind of going that way. I'm going to my cousin's house." She's like, "Oh, but I really need a ride." I'm like, "Okay." And I fucking drove her, and then I fucking, we pulled over somewhere, like we got close to her friend's house, and I was like, you know, listen, you know, I don't know how I did it, but I convinced her. It was a fucking
fucking despicable person. I don't know why I'm playing Glenn Miller while I'm telling his story, but... And I got her to basically, I said, look, I got a few bucks for you, and I'll give you the ride. You know, you just got to, you know, take care of me.
And you took you.
And
you,
she was
aggressive.
Not happy about it.
No.
She was like, oh, like, oh come on. You know, if you want it, you know?
Yeah.
You know, you want it, you got a bargaining chip. You got a mouth. I got a few. It's fucking unbelievable. Like, I really honestly feel bad now thinking, I took some girl who was obviously some sort of drug addict.
Down and out.
Right? Down yeah. and out. And I got her to take the old fucking hood beast into the face just so she could get a ride to some friend's house to get a hit. Yeah, what a piece of shit I am.
That's a great move, though.
Oh,
that's
dude,
an aggressive
I was
move.
Probably one of the more aggressive things I think I've ever done. I'm not that aggressive with hookers. I was never that aggressive even with a massage girl. Like they'd be yeah. like, you know, what do you want? I'm like, I don't know. I have this and, you know, whatever you think you want to do.
It's up to you.
Yeah. I would always be like, listen, I have 50 bucks, whatever you want to do. And they're like, it's no problem. Then they just pull their tits out. And but this one would bang me. She banged me like 3 or 4 times.
I remember
times.
You talking about yeah. it. Yeah. yeah.
She was cute, too.
You came in touch with her?
No, but that was, I think that was the one that called, that was the best when, yeah. When I was going to this massage parlor, I was in like this old house, but it was like a doctor's office and they had like the bottom floor and they got busted or something and they moved. I didn't know. I had no idea. I went like 2 weeks without going or something. I get a phone call from one of the girls at the new place letting me know that they moved. So a
that's
massage place,
one of the,
one of the
ever
best
heard.
Ever. They called my phone to say, is Joe? Yes. We moved to 24 Blackwell Street in Dover. I'm like, wow. They're calling me
that's
to let me know.
Story.
Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah. That's how much I used to go. I used to go once, twice a week.
Yeah.
You know, it's very, tell you something, massage parlors are probably the most addicting to do.
Yeah.
Because it's so not, you know, you're not
in a seedy kind of
yes,
situation.
If you feel safe.
Yeah, yeah. You're not,
even if you got busted, you know, even if the place ever got raided, most of the time they just get out of here.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, they were like, oh, they, you know, they say, oh, they put your names in the paper.
They're going after the big
for
fish.
Me, I didn't care. Yeah. I'm like, I'm single. What's the difference, you know?
Yeah.
Because they're mostly married guys that go there. So you just, because you just go in there, it's nice, they clean you up. You know, you could get a little rub, but you just know when you're leaving there, you are letting out the fucking, you're coming out of fucking 2 ounces lighter and you just lay back and enjoy the fucking.
I've always said I've never had one, but
fantastic.
I always wanted to, but I.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that
great.
Like, you know, I have an
milk you like a fucking.
I have an addictive
beast.
Personality. So that might be.
Oh, especially if you're not like dating anybody at the time.
Yeah.
Because you just know, you make one phone call, you're there, 80, 90 bucks later, you're
money
down.
Money well spent, and you know what the big thing is?
It's not money well spent. My friends used to, when we were younger, when we used to go into the city, you know, early 90s, and go to the city and go get blown, where it was like 20 bucks. At the time, it was $4 for the toll, 20 bucks for a hooker. It was only 4 bucks for the toll. My friends, my one friend
but,
Richie.
As the more times you do it, it takes a toll, Joe.
Oh, yeah, it does. On my whole family and anybody that's ever been around me. And then what happens is my one friend used to go, we'd be leaving, me and two or three of my friends, and my one friend Rich would go, we were roommates at the time, there's 3 or 4 of us. He would go, take the $20 bill, put it under your shoe, jerk off, then take the 20 and put it in your pocket.
Yeah.
And you're good.
Yeah.
And I never did that. Never.
That's what you, whenever you get the urge to do something, all you do is just crank one out real quick and you lose the urge.
Yep.
But I've always wanted to, but I was close. I really believe if I was hanging out with the pals and not my father, even if my brother was there, I would have, you know, got a room or something hung out with the young lady.
Absolutely.
You know? Why not?
Would have been
when
nice.
When in Rome.
When know? In Rome.
She probably saw me lose 500 bucks, so she's like, this guy's got to have cash.
Yeah, not, right. Like nothing.
Yeah. I was just throwing hundreds around. I would take a piss and throw 100. She probably had me marked half the night.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
And then finally, because it was only when we were leaving. that she thought maybe they're going back to the room. So she was fucking spying on me the whole time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because you're not just going to pick up anyone. You're going to see, it's called a mark.
Yeah.
You know? And she had me out. She came right up to me, put her arm around my waist and everything.
Yep.
I proceeded to reciprocate, and I said, hey, you know, Dad, this is Hooker. Hooker, this is Dad.
All right. I want to get into this real quick, just to touch on something that was going on over the weekend. And you guys might have heard it in the beginning of the show. It's this. And basically it's from an old, whatever that show is,
Land of the Lost?
Not Land of the Lost, the one with, young William.
Oh,
what's that show? Danger, Will Robinson.
Yeah,
Danger.
Yeah.
Beady, 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 beady. No, that's the other
that's
one.
That's Buck Rogers.
That's Buck Rogers. Somebody in the chat knows. Come on, just
Lost
say
in,
it.
Lost in Space.
Lost in Space, there that's it, right?
Pigs in Space.
Pigs in Space.
Remember that one?
Yep. So over the weekend, there became a long Facebook thread that I kind of started a couple days before.
Colorado Dickhead, why does Joe's dick always make a fart noise in these stories?
When you have a foreskin, that's what happens. There's a lot of flappage. You know? Imagine if your tailpipe of your car had curtains on it. That's what it is.
Jesus, that's funny.
Yeah. So.
All right, yeah.
So it was something that I kind of started like almost a week ago.
And what's it saying? It's saying kill.
It's crush. Kill, destroy. And we kind of got into just had enough with fucking comics.
I tell you honestly, you started something because I've seen a lot of other people posting.
It's starting to take effect, and I think it's people are coming out and they're saying, yeah, it's fucking pathetic. And what it is that, you know, listen. I understand that comics were sensitive and were very fragile, but we also have an ego. And
sure.
I have just had enough of looking and seeing comedians posting about how much they killed the night before and crush and destroyed. Number one, we're overusing these words the way America's overusing the words outrage and bully and offended. Not everybody's killing every night. Killing and destroying is a different type of animal than just doing great. Because you know what? You do great. That usually means that when you told the joke, they laughed really hard.
Right.
That's doing great. Killing a room or destroying is when you left them for dead. The place is done.
The paint's peeling off the walls.
They want nothing to do with nobody else. And it's a rarity in a sense where, you know, no matter how good somebody in the middle does, when the closer goes up, you know, it's hard, you know, but it's like, even if he does great and ties it up in a bow, and even if he does much better than the first guy, it doesn't mean you killed or you crushed. Are you not used to hearing laughs? I don't know,
yeah.
But it's like, hey, listen, how about, because I've said this before, you never hear, and I'll say it, real comics, big time name comics, big comics that go out there and fucking murder, you never hear them say, oh, I fucking killed it, I
Everyone
murdered.
Everyone else will say it, killed.
Or you could privately to your buddies, you know, like, hey, how was your show? Dude, it was amazing.
Yeah.
You know, and it's usually Jim Norton. I always use Jim Norton as an example. Jim Norton on the O&A show. Whenever they ask him how he did, he always says they were great. And that means that it was a great show.
Yeah.
They were amazing. What an amazing crowd. I did really well. It's like, just fucking fake the humility. Nobody wants to hear that you crushed. And it's not a jealousy thing at all. You know, if you wanted to, it's like if you have a friend
that has a big dick and he bangs a lot of chicks. And he goes around bragging to strangers or people that he barely knows that he's got a huge dick and he bangs a lot of chicks and he's really, really good at it. That's what you're doing.
If I had a giant penis, I'd probably be that guy.
You probably would be.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I
show my penis off now.
When you're on Facebook, you're basically doing it to a bunch of strangers. That's what you're doing. Yeah. So you're telling all these people who you think are your fans, but they're people who you may know, or they might be people who saw you at a show, and that's cool. And you're going, hey, everybody, look at me. I am fucking great. It's like, what are you trying to prove? Why not just take a lesson of a little bit of humility and say, hey, you know, and the other thing with the, they always have to congratulate each other. Hey, it was great working with so and so every fucking show. It's like, hey, that Kenny, hey, tonight it was great working with Kenny Michaels and fucking Chips Coney and this guy and that guy. They were all awesome. We killed it. It's like, dude, why do you have to go on Facebook and tell a guy how great he was when you were working with him 3 hours ago?
Yeah.
Why didn't you just tell him?
Right.
Because you're full of shit. You're a fucking transparent, fucking insecure asshole.
Right, right.
Because you have
there's
to sit...
Something
they
ha- there's something mental.
Because they have
mental
to
there.
Let people know that they were working. It's like guys who have to put every single show that they do, every mic, every fundraiser on your calendar. Hey, your calendar is for when you want people to come to a public show.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to come to a fucking fundraiser at a meat cutters fucking club in fucking Little Falls.
Meat cutters. I've been there.
The
I've
meat
done a
cutters. You've
there.
Been there,
yeah,
right? That's what they're going to do. Oh, Kenny Michaels at the meat cutters hall. Let's go. People aren't going.
If for anyone that doesn't know, it looks like the inside of a, it looks like a dining hall.
Yeah,
you know,
nice
that
little
you're
dining
right
hall. Little,
but
little,
it's called, it's from the meat cutters union.
Yeah, so they call it the meat cutters. Yeah. The
meat cutters. And it says big bold letters on the side of their building.
Meat cutters.
Meat cutters.
Yeah. So that automatically says comedy, you know?
Not like the Esperanza or the Plaza or the Palace Banquet Hall.
Yeah. Birchwood Manor.
It's a fucking meat cutters union, Paul.
Yeah, I'm getting married at the meat cutters later on this year. That's where we're getting married, actually. But no, the thing is, it's like, can we just stop try, and then now I'm hearing, well, you know what? What are we supposed to do? Go on Facebook and say that we sucked? And it's like, no. But, you know, it's like, hey, this is part of a business. And this is a way to, I'm like, no. Don't tell me.
Here's the thing.
Don't try to tell me that there are bookers waiting to see who said they had a good show. Be like, hey, Kenny Michaels said he killed last night. Maybe we should get this guy. He's an up-and-comer. No, he's not.
Yeah.
He stinks. I mean, no, I didn't mean that.
I know what you mean.
I was talking just generally.
That's all right.
But it doesn't matter. And it's annoying to watch.
And here's the thing. The same reason why you don't post, I took it right in the fucking face tonight. They hated me. They didn't get anything.
Actually,
I tripped over my lines.
I do that once in a while.
But it's because
they're funny.
But the same reason why that you, a person like that wouldn't, not you, that person
right.
that posts, I killed. The same reason why they don't post that is the reason why they post, I fucking killed, I murdered. Got what I'm saying? It's kind of a weird mental thing.
Yeah.
Where you can post that one, but you can't post that one.
Right.
You're not comfortable enough.
Hey,
you know,
listen.
You're not.
But and you said this the other day, we're more comfortable posting when we sucked than if we fucking had a really great show.
Absolutely.
I would much rather go, wow, I did a show tonight. Because, dude, I had two shows this weekend. Two very good shows. One was a fundraiser that I was promoting, but only because my friend, she was the one putting it together, and they were trying to get as many tickets.
Right.
And it was in my hometown, so I was trying to get some people to come out. That's the only reason. But it was like, you know, they were great shows. You know, we all did very well. I was going to put down, but if I fucking ate it, or if something unique and different and funny happened at the show...
Right.
That's just, that's gold.
Sure.
That's
so,
great.
Some lady, you know, falls out of her, you know, trips and, or.
Yeah, exactly. Vomits.
Takes a shit or something.
Yeah. Like I had a woman tell me, and I think I had the audio somewhere, where this woman comes up to me. She goes, you know what? You're the first comedian to make me actually laugh in 5 years. I'm like, really? Why?
I'm like, I did okay. And she goes, no, you don't understand. I'm almost deaf. You're the first one I could actually hear. So because yeah, I was so, and
because you were loud,
of my, you were because
loud.
Of my big mouth, and there's a clip somewhere of me saying it goes, because of my big mouth, I made this woman laugh.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like, listen, I've gotten one standing ovation in my life, and it was one woman in the audience who stood up, and it was like this 75-year-old woman when I was in Reno. I did a show, and this nice. Woman got up, and she, everybody clapped.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
show
yeah,
was
yeah.
over. When I was done, she stood up and clapped, and I joke and say, that's my standing O. But it's a single standing O.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? It's like, dude, nobody cares.
It's a standing Olivia. That's it.
Standing, oh, I think she's dead.
There was I was at Catch a Rising Star one time, and I was headlining, and after the show, there was a group of about five women that didn't leave the place. They wanted to stay after. They wanted to meet me. Everybody was coming out because... The woman, her husband of 35, 45 years or something like that, just died. And she hadn't been out of the house since the funeral. So her lady friends, because when you're at that age, you have lady friends. You don't have girlfriends. You know, when you're in your 60s,
yeah.
They're your lady friends. They took her out. They took her out, and they wanted to go see have some laughs. She needed some laughs.
Okay.
They stayed after the show just to meet me because she had a blast.
Okay.
She didn't think about anything. Have I ever told you that story?
Except for now.
Yeah.
And you're only telling it ironically to tell me that...
I've never mentioned it. You know, it was something that I, you know...
But actually, I keep that's it, a story that it, you might tell me.
Of course.
And you say, hey, you know
I
what?
Keep it myself.
Or something that's like a heartfelt moment.
Yeah.
You know, like... you know.
Here's the thing. I would, if I told that story on Facebook, I would say, I just want to thank Mary Smith.
Okay.
For coming to the show. Glad you had a great time.
That's different.
It was a pleasure.
Totally different.
That I would post.
That's totally different.
I wouldn't post, I did so fucking good that this woman who just had her husband die after 45 years of marriage, mm-hmm. and she needed a laugh, and she came out and she knew where the funny was. Got it? You got what I'm saying?
And there are. Right? And there is a lot of that.
She should have expected it because I fucking destroy every time.
Yeah.
She must have heard about me before.
And it's... And I think I've really started something because
in the comic community.
Well,
yeah,
in
yeah.
our little group on Facebook.
Yeah,
everybody seems to be chiming in.
But I'm seeing peripheral guys.
Well, yeah, because Teddy over the weekend took the baton and he kind of continued.
Yeah.
What I was doing,
right.
And there are some very very funny posts, but there are guys defending. This is what I don't get. You're defending being boastful and patting yourself on the back and bragging. And like, if you're basically trying to,
yeah.
you know, back that, then you think it's okay.
One, if I do really well, I don't really want to hear it because it makes me feel good and embarrassed at the same time. Compliment wise, you know what I mean?
Well, listen,
I am certainly not.
A lot of people don't know how to take a compliment.
Yeah. Well,
think about anybody listening. Think about whatever you do for a living or anything you were just doing, and somebody comes up to you and says, that was really good what you did. That was amazing. And as good as it makes you feel, there's a little weirdness.
Thank you. Wow. I appreciate it. But I appreciate it. But, you know.
Now. Take it to where it's something that you've been wanting to do for a very long time. Then you're doing it for a long time, and you still have moments. You know, it's not like it's not like you have great sets all the time. You know, it's like, oh, we have like nights where
speak for yourself.
There's nights where I'm just like, wow, what am I still doing this for? And then I have nights where I'm like, you know what? I think I'm pretty fucking good at this thing. You know?
Yeah.
But when you still have that type of back and forth in your brain when somebody's like, wow, you're awesome. It's like, all right, Charlie, slow it down. Yeah. Slow down.
Have you seen...
Have you seen Bill Burr? Have you seen this guy? Have you seen this guy?
Yeah.
Slow down.
It's natural. That's me too.
But it doesn't mean, fuck you, don't say anything. It's just we don't, you know, it's tough to, you know, take that. So when you're sitting there and you're saying, hey, I want... It's basically, it's the complete opposite. Like, they're sitting there going, let me hear it.
Yeah.
It's like, oof.
Yeah.
It's just, it's
spine.
It gets you fucking skin goosebumps. Crawled.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, oh God, like how can you be? See, it reminds me of like the Jersey Shore type of a mentality.
Yeah.
Whether they're real people or not, I don't know if they're just characters, but think of that guy, the situation where he's always used to joke around, you know, giving yourself your own nickname as like, oh, you know what? I'm going to call myself the situation. You're not a situation. You're subhuman. You're maybe a person. You're not a situation.
You never make up your own nickname.
But the thing is, person who gives themselves their own nickname. Now you could say, hey, I was given this name and then I took it because people called me when I was young. All right, I get it. So you take it and you go with it. Yeah. But with this
real quick, Shaftmaster, who's also a comic.
Yeah.
You should expect to do well. That's your fucking job. To gloat about doing what you're supposed to do is dumb as dog shit.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean it's...
And White Ass Brand, Joe, we live in a world now where everyone gets a trophy and having it cut out. Hold on a second.
Yeah, it's true. You know,
have been told that their entire life that everything they've done is great.
There's more of that now than there was 20 years ago. Because you know what? That's the self-esteem movement that this country started, and it really started in the early 70s. They tried it with us when we were kids. There were some kids that bought into it. Everybody makes the joke about, hey, every kid gets a fucking participation award. There were participation awards when we were young, but not everybody did it.
Right.
It wasn't that common. It happened once in a while, and once in a while I was like, this kid, he just sucks. Give him the fuck. But now it's become more of the norm, so we're hearing about kids who are now growing up and not able to cope with certain things. So, hey, you know what? I didn't hear that I was good today. I better let somebody know. And they got to post it on their stupid Facebook or Twitter.
Right.
And for me, it's embarrassing.
Right. And here, when I was a kid, we would have baseball banquets or basketball banquets, and people would get a trophy. The champions, they would tell the champions, but you would get a participation trophy, but it didn't say that you won. It was just that you were here in the league at this time. And I couldn't give two shits about the trophy because I wanted to meet fucking Roger McDowell. You know, because he's over there. Or Rick Cerrone.
Right.
Chris Chambliss was another one. Tim Tuffle I met.
Yeah.
And it would be football, too. I just wanted to meet the Giants. It'd be Jets. Giants and Jets players.
Yeah.
Not anybody special.
Well, like what Brent was
but
saying.
But I didn't care about the trophy. Wasn't like, I got a trophy.
Right.
I didn't give two shits.
But I think now what they're saying is they're not giving away the, especially in this, you know, younger, they're not giving a first place or second place.
Right, right.
They're kind of saying everybody's a winner.
They said.
I don't know how much that is happening, you know, how rampant it is, but there is some of that. And there was not, look, we were told, hey, you know what? You did your best. You did your best. As long as you did your best, that's all you can ask.
Right.
You still lost.
Right.
You're still not getting ice cream.
Enjoy the turkey dinner.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Chicken dinner.
Right.
And we used to always get Virgin Shirley Temples.
Okay.
Because we were like, you know, we're 8, 9, 10 years
old.
I'm going to fucking meet Roger McDowell. He's sitting right there. I want to meet him. Who the fuck cares about the trophy? Get this bullshit over with.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
I didn't win a championship.
Yep.
You know? I won one championship when I was a kid. I was like, I want that fucking championship trophy.
And I won once too. Holy shit.
I only won once. And then everything else was just fucking.
I was the pitcher in the third game.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I caught all. We destroyed.
Oh, we got lucky. Our real good pitcher pitched first, and we beat him like 6-0. And then the second game, our second best pitcher
took a shit.
We lost 5-4. And then they were like, oh, fuck, it's up to Conti. And we won 8-6.
Nice.
Yeah, last inning, they had men on second and third with a beast up on the plate. And somehow I struck him out.
Did you do the whole catcher pitcher hug?
No, what happened was they all came to me. That's the famous story where they all came to me. This was 1980, so I'm 11. You know, and I wasn't ever a fat kid. I was just a little, I was always a chub.
Yeah.
A little chubby. So they all came around me, right? And I've told the story on the air where they all came around me, right? And they
kind of picked me up, and my coach kind of put me up with the other kids holding me, and they walked over. My dad's in the bleachers, and he's like, "Hey, Dominic," it was Mr. Puma. He goes, "Hey, Dominic, what do you think? Your son, he's a winner. What do you think?" He's like, "You better put him down before you get him a hernia." Like, yeah, thanks, Pop. Thanks for
you
the support.
You just won the championship.
I just won the championship. And all he could worry about was a grown man
he's fucking
picking up
a
140-pound chubby kid.
He's digging at you.
giving a good shot.
He don't want to hurt you in my back.
My
son just won 8-6, and I'm going to fucking...
Yeah, my father, we took our participation award and melted it down and got money for it, all right?
When I won my championship, I was the catcher. I was one of the best catchers. I was 11.
I'm just going to let the jokes just go as they go in the chat.
Yeah, I was catching as early as 9 and 10 years old.
Of course.
I was catching that early. I was catching. I did a lot of other positions. There was a bunch of other positions that I was involved in. You know, a bunch of other ones. But I've been catching since 8 or 9. And but I grabbed this big black guy. He was a pitcher. His name was Kendrick, and he threw out the last. I caught the last.
What's
pitch.
His name? Kendrick.
Yeah, yeah.
Kendrick what?
Langley.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. And we were on the Athletics.
There was a Kendrick.
He was a monster when we were kids. He would hit balls at 10, 11 years old
with his fist. No. Oh, okay.
He was a great pitcher, and he would hit a ball a country mile. Anyway, it was like Yogi Berra.
Yeah.
You know, it was just strike three. Boom, I ran out
with
there.
With Don Larson?
Picked him up. Absolutely.
Wow.
Picked him up, and he was probably
perfect game.
Twice the size of me. No, it wasn't a perfect
game. No, that was a perfect game.
Yeah.
Right.
But that visualization, because I had to. I'm the catcher.
Yeah,
going and picking up the pitcher.
Holy shit.
And we knew we were going to win the championship, so my mother bought like 7 bottles of sparkling cider. On the field,
nice
spraying the champagne.
So it was, but it was just apples. It was just cider.
It was just apples. It was carbonated apple juice.
No shit.
Yeah,
that's very good.
Yeah, we knew we were gonna win because we were killing it. We won like it was like 14-2, and it was the best 3 out of 5. So it was 14.
Oh, you did 3 out of 5. Okay.
Yeah, it was 3 out of 5.
We did 2 out of 3.
I think it was 2 out of 3. But our team went through the entire season.
Oh, okay.
We were a powerhouse. And
what was your team's name?
The Athletics. We were the Athletics.
We were City Federal.
Yes, yeah, so, yeah, because you're back then. You didn't have a team name. It would just be the sponsor.
It would no. The team names came. Oh no, they didn't. That's right. It was just a sponsor.
Sal's Auto Body.
They had Burger King. Burger King was badass. They had black uniform and all that. That was the next year because we had minors, majors, seniors, then high school.
Yeah.
So minors, it would be farm minors, which is probably 8, 9, 10. Yeah. Majors would be 11 and 12. And then seniors would be 13.
13, yeah.
Because then once you get 14, you're in high school.
And then 13, you would change over to 90-foot bases, the big bases. You would go from 60-foot bases.
Yes.
And then 13, you would go into the
13 would
the, big,
be,
the big field.
Yes.
Yeah.
13 is when you go into the... Yes, the senior one.
Yeah.
That's when
and you
my,
play at 13,
that's when,
14, and 15.
That's when I right down the toilet because there were some beasts.
Yeah.
Like I remember the first time this one kid, I forgot his name, big, huge, two kids, Tommy Paradise and Daryl, Daryl Harris. He was a kid I went to high school with, his older brother, black dude. In fact, Timmy Harris was the one that we hung out with. And he was at my house one day, and my dad came home and saw Timmy there. Then when Timmy left, he smacked the shit out of me for fucking
bringing over
a black kid, not telling me. I was supposed to let him know that you're going to have a black kid in the house. Like, really? Fucking asshole. But fucking, I remember, I swear to God, he wasn't mad that he was there. He was mad that I didn't let him know that I was bringing one over. What, are you going to hide the jewelry? Like, what are you doing? Fucking idiot. Father's a chooch. He was a real chooch back then.
Oh, shit, that's funny.
But I remember Daryl was a beast. He was a big guy. So I'm like 13. I was like young. I was like young 1 year before I should have been there.
Yeah.
But I guess because I did well, I don't know. But I remember sitting up there hitting, and this ball, it came at me. It was coming for my head. And I just dove on the ground and I heard, Stee! I'm like, what do you mean? That thing was like, phew, just curved.
Oh, yeah.
He was probably throwing 75, 80.
Yeah.
And I was like, who the fuck? What am I doing here? What am I doing here? Just throw the fat kid in right field. Just hopefully they don't hit. If there's a lefty, we'll just move him into foul territory.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable, man. But the point is that comics need to stop.
I'm so bragging. Dying to tell baseball stories.
I know. I don't want
to. Yeah, I know. We don't. Yeah. How the hell we go from comedians to old reminiscing about baseball championships?
Yeah, my father beat fucking smacking.
It started with the trophies. That's what it was.
Yeah.
See what happens?
Yeah. But the point is,
we have
that it is embarrassing, and I swear I get to a point where I want to call these fuckers out. But you know what? We are calling them out. We're not just calling them by name. That's all.
And Big Scott's will. You got a future in baseball? No. Conti was a bad news bear. Yeah, that's funny.
Shit, man. So these guys need to just knock it off. Because, you know, I don't know. Can we learn humility?
Yeah, well, you know what?
Can you just learn?
I'd like to take this. I'd like to
take this opportunity.
No, no.
I'd like to take this opportunity
To see how this goes for this week, through this week, and see if it progresses or dies down. You know,
because did you see all the? Did you see what the?
One I that, haven't seen.
Did you
all
see
of
Teddy's?
Yeah,
Teddy continued it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it, and you get, there's little shots and jabs, and there's some people who are like, yeah, you know, well, I got stuff to say. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I'd like to see where it goes, because it's very interesting, especially when you know most of the guys, and you know a lot of them, and you're like, you know, just starting some shit.
Can you?
Starting some shit.
If you had a really good set, call me.
Yeah.
Tell your comic friends. Like if you, you know, especially if it's like when you walk into a place and you're like, this is going to be a knife fight and somehow you pull it off, or you were doing a show and the guy before you really just slammed them. That happened to me Friday night. Friday night, I'm closing out the fundraiser for Parsippany.
Parsippany,
the one I was promoting because I got friends there. Well, the kid, Adam Lucidi, who's doing a lot of hosting gigs for James. Nice kid. I call him kid. He's 29, but he looks like he's fucking 10. He's like such a baby face, but he's very good host, and he's starting to feature now. He likes hosting. The kid, he slammed it, dude. The kid slammed it. They loved him. I'm sitting there going, this motherfucker, I'm going to have to fucking work.
And when you say this motherfucker, you like the dude.
Oh, I love the dude. Yeah. And it was good.
Yeah, yeah.
It was great. So now the kid who hosted went back up there and did a nice job. He, you know, because a bunch of people got up. They were like wanting to fucking talk to him, going to the bathroom. He waited until everybody settled in and brought me up. And this is how I started my set. I have my DVD. And I also have the mockumentary for Archie Black.
Yeah.
This is how good this kid did.
Are you selling them too?
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
I bought them cheap from Dave and I sell them just to get them out there.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. That's
this
great.
And this isn't me bragging about me.
We got to promote that at the end of the show, though.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people might not know it.
Yeah. This is how good this kid did in front of me. Like, this is how I started my set. How you doing, everybody? Give it up for Adam. I said, before I even get started, I have a DVD here. Called Joe Conte Happiness, but I'm just going to let you guys know, so I'm sure to sell them all out tonight. This DVD is all Adam Lucidi's material on there. This is all Adam Lucidi, all right? And I had to tell them that.
Yeah.
To break the ice, to let them know that I recognized that kid
did well.
Did great.
Yeah.
And I have to work. Instead of, like, there are comics who, like, they'll try to slam the guy before.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah,
they'll,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know, try to make a joke. I'm not going to say, first of all, I like the kid.
Ride the fucking wave.
Why would I say anything negative about him? Because they love him.
Ride the wave. Yeah, they're on his side.
They're on his side.
You're on his side.
Yeah.
He likes him. This guy's probably going to be good too.
Yeah.
And boom, you've got to step up.
You have to.
Yeah.
You know. But I told him, like, if let's say I didn't kill. Trust me, I did fine. I did my job. I closed it out nice. Put a nice bow on it. But
is that your dick again?
That's my dick again. It's got the bow on it, right on the foreskin. That fucking tailpipe key has that Clayton on it. But I told him at the show how great I thought he did.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And of course, I give the report back to James, which, you know, because James booked him and all that. Yeah, James loves him. I didn't go on Facebook and do the, hey, I just want to say it was great working with Adam Lucidi and KP Burke. We all fucking killed it tonight at the Parsippany fucking. That's what I'm talking about.
Or you going, Adam Lucidi, he crushed, and I had to step it up, and I crushed.
Once in a while, I understand if something happened. Like, you know, if, like, I don't know why, but sometimes you just go, hey, listen, I worked with a guy tonight who was just unbelievable, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever. It happened with Carucci. Carucci, this is kind of where a lot of this started. He mentioned that he worked with a guy, he got a standing ovation, blah, 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 blah. Whatever. But the point is, this guy tends to like to fucking toot his own horn.
Toot his own
a
horn.
A lot.
Yeah.
But, okay, once in a while, I get it. Carucci wasn't doing it to say, hey, look at me. He was really just being honest. So Carucci started feeling bad. I'm like, he sent me a message. I said, Carucci, he's got nothing to do with you. You're fine. You know? That's one. But when
Carucci,
guys do that every
Carucci,
week,
of course
they do
fine.
It every week. They're not running the show. They're just on a show with two or three guys. Yeah. Hey, I just want to say it was great working with these guys at this show. We all kill. Hey, how about telling the guys when you're there that you thought he did a great job? No, you got to go and let people know that you were working. That's all it is.
Yeah.
They just want people to know, hey, I'm a working comic. I was working. Shut up. What's the difference? If I'm not working, I'm not working. I'm not a fucking, I don't fucking work every single fucking weekend.
I'm not that good. I'm right there with you.
I'm not that good. So it's just, stop it already. That's what I'm talking about. It's this fake, this, first of all, they're feigning that, hey, great job, buddy. Fuck you. You're not putting that out there because you want to say to your friend, great job. You want to go out there to say, hey, I was working. Yeah. Somebody who did a great job. Shut up. I've had it. And unfortunately, some of these guys that do this, I actually like. Can you stop? Please.
Brent says, is there a place we can see these people you're talking about so CNK fans can maybe call these comedians out or question them for killing it?
We might have to put one of the names out there.
You're going to put the name or you just want to go to Teddy's? And let them read the stream.
If you want, you know what? Go to Teddy Daniels, our pal. Teddy took the
Is it, oh shit.
It's like only from this weekend. And
Ted Daniels.
Ted took the baton and he got a little more to the point in his post. About guys fucking, you know, doing it where I was being a little more vague. And then just start scrolling through all the comments. And you're going to see guys, like, actually saying that Facebook is a way to get gigs by promoting, like, not by promoting yourself, but by telling people that you had a great show. By bragging. It's like, no, you're not getting gigs. You're getting gigs because somebody knows you. And somebody said, hey, you know that guy Kenny Michaels? Book him. He's good.
I am good.
You know, like I said, if that was, you know, imaginary and stuff.
I clicked off when you said Kenny Michaels. I just wrote Kenny. I was trying to write Teddy. Yeah, no, I was good in my day.
No, Kenny, you're very funny.
I'm still good. I'm just taking a little off.
Yeah. That's all. I liked your stuff.
You fucking lying sack of shit.
I do. I liked your stuff. You're a good storyteller. Seriously,
I know. No, I'm not kidding. I did well. I know how to do it.
You know what? We got to promote it real quick, and then maybe we'll take a quick break.
Quick break, yeah. And we'll
our pal Rich Woods, his book just came out. I just bought it. If you go on Facebook and just put Rich Woods, and or if you just go to Amazon and put Rich Woods, it's Yahweh to Hell. Yahweh, as in
God.
Yeah, W-Y, spell that.
Y-A-H,
that's hard to say it. Y-A-H?
W-A.
W-A.
Yahweh, yeah.
Something like that. But it's Rich Woods on, what am I doing? First of all, I should just put the Yahweh. Y-A-H-W-E-H. Dude, I'm reading it. It's hard to say.
Y-A-H-W-A-H. Yahweh to...
I'm going to get... Here we go. Oh. I'm going to put it on the Conti and Kenny. Here, you know what? Brent, I'm putting the link in the Conti in... Oh, oops. You son of a bitch. What the hell?
Big Scott's willing to chat. Joe, Pat Cooper was asked how many people got gigs before social media? And he says, simple, Pat says. They were talented. You're right.
He's so right.
That's a good call.
Yep. Absolutely.
Okay. Oh, it's Ted Daniels Comedy.
Ted Daniels Comedy?
Yeah. Facebook.com/Ted Daniels Comedy. Brent just put it in the chat room. Thanks, Brent.
Okay, but also go to the Conti and Kenny Facebook page for the link to our pal. It's called Yahweh. It's Rich Woods, Yahweh to Hell, Why We Need Jesus Out of Politics. Okay? And you know what I'll do? I will just read something that I wanted to read, something that he put that I found.
What's the basic part of the book?
What's
the basic premise of the book?
It's basically about the separation of
church and state. Okay.
All right. But Brent
just put it in the Amazon.com.
Beautiful.
Yahweh hell dash need dash Jesus. And it's Amazon.com. Brent just put it in the chat room. But he had the unlearned vanilla marriage, you know, because he's
Jane.
Yeah, Jane are swingers. And I wrote about that because they're both married. They were both married and they found each other and have a really good situation going.
Okay, I want to read this real quick. It's just a paragraph. Yep. And I think it sums up brilliantly the similarity between Islam and Christians. In a sense where everybody is, you know, of course, Islam is the violent thing, you know, and understandably. But, you know, it's like, hey, you know what? We're Christians and Christians don't do that. Here it is.
Okay.
In quotes, but Islam is violent. Christians don't kill people, which, despite being a patently false premise, is something that can only be uttered because our nation is built upon secular law. And that is what is standing between us and a Christian theocracy mirroring those in the Middle East, whereby we substitute Jesus for Muhammad. Which he's saying, if people who really love Jesus had their way and there weren't laws that kept people from just fucking bombing and fucking doing shit, we would have crazy fundamentalist fuckheads just like they have over there.
Gotcha.
And I think it's not smashing people who just like God. You know what I mean? You like God.
Yeah, I love
it. You know, you're a God guy. You think Jesus is real and that's cool. But you're not a narrow-minded fundamentalist who believes.
But remember, Jesus was a real person. God has been around for billions and billions and billions of years. Different between Jesus and God.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're that guy. Okay.
Yeah.
And you believe in science. You love science.
Yeah, I love science, yes.
Okay.
Which was, until all the scientists figure out how there isn't a God, I'm a God guy.
Okay.
Once the scientists figure it out, then I'll be a science guy. But now...
they'll never figure that out, for sure. You know, and that's
But I believe in the story of Jesus. Just like ancient...
his teachings, you mean?
Yeah.
Believe in the miracles and stuff?
To a certain extent, yeah. Okay. You can't take everything literally.
Okay, but you don't believe in, like, you know, the guy being stuck in the whale's belly for, like, 4 days?
No, and
Jonah and stuff like that?
And Moses didn't live to be 900 years old.
No, you know? Methuselah was 969 years old.
Methuselah, yeah.
Yeah, oldest living man. 969 years old. I used to read the Child Story Bible.
There you go. Child Story Bible.
Yes, I knew all that shit.
The story of Jesus is just the last one before Something happens, World War III or something, apocalyptic zombies or something. But and I only come to this conclusion because of my study of science, because of the big questions, the big how the hell did this shit happen? There's got to be, it's too close, too perfect that right. somebody didn't make it up, you know? It's too much of a long shot. Anyway, but it's totally back to the thing. Rich Woods' book, Yahweh to Hell, it makes a lot of sense because... Yahweh to Heaven. If you had all of these people that... all of these whack jobs, and they're not whack jobs because they believe in religion. They're whack jobs because their brains are fucked up, just like a Ted Bundy. You can have polar opposites. Everything has a reaction. So if you have a fucking mass murderer, you can also have a pastor who is a fucking psychotic asshole. Everyone could be psychotic. Just because you're the leader of a church.
It doesn't mean you're not diabolical.
Doesn't mean you're not diabolic. That's a good fucking way to put it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Doesn't mean they're all. No. You know, like thinking every priest is banging boy. It's not the case.
No. But you can have the polar opposite. You can have the reaction to equal, you know. Well, reaction equal reaction.
Well, it's like arguing. It's like having a discussion with somebody like, look, I can talk about religion with you all day because you're not a brainwashed tunnel visionary when it comes to your religion.
Not at all. I have an outskirted version of
just like politics.
No one can teach me religion the way I see it in my head.
Yeah.
You know?
And just like politics, you can't talk to somebody who's a narrow-minded person when it comes to politics, because you're never going to discuss anything, because they have their thoughts, they have their views, and that's all they have.
Right.
There's no discussing it. Same with hardcore religion. I don't care if it's fucking Muslims or Buddhists. It doesn't matter.
Big Scott's will. Christians aren't violent. Ahem. The Crusades, the Spanish Inquisition, the KKK. Need I go on? Exactly right. And Rich's Wood's point, I would guess, from not reading the book, but is saying that if we didn't have secular laws, that would run rampant. The KKK would run rampant. The Crusades would run rampant if there wasn't a penalty for being an asshole.
Dude, they're in this country, if it wasn't for laws separating church and state, you would have people, you have these, some of these wacky politicians who know that you can't get shit done, and they're still trying to get shit done to keep gay people from doing this, or,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, we bring that up after the break, too.
Yeah, we don't have too much time, so let's...
Or the Chamberlain. We got to bring up... We got to end the show with the Chamberlain.
With Will Chamberlain.
With that conspiracy theory.
Oh, fuck. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll... Well, maybe two minutes.
Yeah, make sure you go in the chat room. Amazon, Rich Woods.
I put it on the Conti Kenny Facebook page, and I'll tweet it.
And we gotta have him up here soon. We gotta have.
Maybe we'll have him for the secret show.
Can he do that?
He doesn't work. He's a fucking bum author.
There it is.
Yeah. And they're putting, there's another two episodes of the Boston show that were put up this week.
Two more episodes. There you go.
The 7th and then the 14th. So they're coming through, and then hopefully we'll be caught up soon, and then you'll just get them every week.
Friday night, the last 7 minutes.
I missed, Saturday night.
Saturday night. No. I didn't hear Saturday.
It was Friday.
Friday.
It was the
Friday.
Same show.
Yeah, same show.
Oh, that's right. That last fucking...
Any of you guys want to go check it out, check out the last 10 minutes of the Boston show on Friday.
Boston show from just Friday. Or Saturday.
Dumb, funny...
Fucking dumb jokes.
Just dumb jokes.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back in like not even 2 or 3 minutes. All right? It's Conti and Kenny's show on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542,000. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, Notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Are you looking for happiness? Then comedian Joe Conte has got good news for you.
So, I'm a single guy. I'm not married. Most people here are single. We have single women here tonight. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Yes, there's a lot of laughs, but there's also a philosophical search.
These are thoughts that I have in my head, and I wanted to share them with you. If a bulimic had Alzheimer's, would they still be fat because I keep forgetting to throw up? Is bowling not a sport, but just an activity for alcoholics too lazy to play softball? If America created a gay, patriotic airline, would they call it the Fruited Plains? And would they have a mild deep club? Was that too far? Was that the point? Right there. Boom! Too far for this audience.
And of course, a little something for the lady.
This is for every woman in here. Every woman is every woman's real fantasy, real sexual fantasy, to have a really good-looking gynecologist with Parkinson's disease.
Yes, there's more where that came from. So do yourself a favor. Head over to iTunes or Amazon and order yourself some happiness from Joe Conte.
Who wants to get closer to Conte and Kenny? Everyone with gonorrhea does. So why not like the Conte and Kenny Show Facebook page? And now follow the show and them on Twitter. At C and K Show, at Joe Conte Comics, and at Kenny Michael 55. What a weird, stupid Twitter that is. Kenny Michaels 5. Yeah. Kenny Michaels 5. The number 5. What a fool.
Very nice. I Strike with Wrath. Necrophobic. It's the band. This is something Bob, our old producer Bob, got me.
Yeah.
This is just great. I used to start the Joe Conte show with this.
Yeah.
All right. If you're listening to us in podcast, you can listen to us every Monday night, 7 o'clock, on morelikeradio.com. I am also on the Bob Levy Show podcast. Go to RevBobLevy.com. You can get subscribe to the show. We're up to like 31 or 32 shows. I'm very different on that show. But Kenny has noticed that since I've been doing, you know, when I was doing Bob's show since June, when I was doing the radio with him. And yeah. Then Kenny has told me, he's like, you know what? I've noticed a difference in you with my skills. I'm killing.
Yeah.
I'm crushing. Crush, kill, destroy.
You've always made me laugh. Always. For the last fucking 15 years or whatever, how long we ever been doing this bullshit.
Yeah.
But you know what? You catch me in my you catch my bullshit faster now in the last year. I would probably say in the last year.
Hold on a second. What happened? Oh, okay. Right, hold on. Here we go. I want to thank Kenny Michaels and other guys for doing a great radio show tonight and for killing over the weekend. And I want to thank all the other people in the audience for laughing while I was killing. And if you don't think I was killing, then
You weren't there.
Fucking assholes.
And real quick, that noise, that noise drives me up a wall. Here's the thing.
Is that that's your noise? That
no,
makes...
It's getting there because Joe Coletta put me on to a website called My Free Cams, My Live Free Cams or My Free Cams.
Okay.
MyFreeCams.com. And what it is a bunch of girls. You go and you take your credit card and you buy tokens. So you say, hey, 75 tokens, take your tits out. So she goes, okay, Shaft Master, I'm going to take my tits. I'm going to take my tits out. But here's the thing. Big Scott's will. I'm going to show my ass. I'll show you my ass, you know, in 75 tokens or 120 tokens.
Right.
There's like a menu, you know? But all you hear, 90% of the girls that are on there, all you see them is laying in their bed, and you hear...
Ah, okay.
There's no pussy. There's no tits. There's no buttholes. There's nothing. It's just them sitting there, lying in their fucking sheets, going, responding to Big Scott's will, and she's going, "Thanks for the tokens. You know, show me. You know, she doesn't even show a tit." And they start, they're becoming friends with them. You know, so it's like, "That's hey, awesome. Shaft Master, I'm not doing anything this weekend. What are you up to?" And I'm like, "I don't want to fucking hear a." That's it. Drives me fucking nuts.
Hey, can I see your tits? No, seriously, can I please see your? Well, listen, I have 75.
Colorado dickhead, stop talking to her. Shaft Master wants to see your tits. It's fucking it's the same thing. And I can't stand it. I want to see someone jam a bar of soap up her ass. You know, I'll give her 200 tokens if
hold
she
on,
puts.
Hold
a...
on, hold on. Was that it? Soap? what else you'd like me to do, sir?
Candy corn.
Oh. And how many tokens?
200 tokens.
Hold on.
It's exactly that.
It's like you're trying to have a conversation with a girl, but she's deaf and she has to put it through a thing to respond back in, like, you know, like a something that would, like, translate her
right,
her speaking.
Right. You want to pop me up and just want to try one? Let's try it for 30 seconds.
Okay.
Real quick. Let's go to...
I've never even seen a live cam before.
Yeah, let's go to this girl, Booney.
Booney?
Booney. Oh, now see this one. She's got music on, and she's showing something. She's showing her ass and her boobs. Right?
So every one of these girls has a cam up right now?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. They all have a cam. Some of them get good. Some of them use dildos and stuff. But then let's search for the asshole. That one was good.
Wow. These are just regular girls just making tons and tons of money, huh?
Tons of cash. All right, she's got a dong dong up there. It's only she's got a dildo.
Big Scott's will. Miss Jones, type me a letter and show me your cunt. She's a grown-up?
She's checking her phone right now. They're just laying in her bedroom, and they put the music on, and they do stuff. But if you're doing stuff, it's cool. I'm not giving any of these cunts tokens. If I can't give 200 bucks to a hooker in the Golden Nugget...
Wow.
Let's... I want to find one with the... There she goes, on a computer. She's going to the computer.
Yes, sir. She sounds like a four-year-old. Oh, Shaft Master said, "Shut up, Joe. Kenny's trying to get off." I've never seen one, dude. I've never even been.
Never seen Big Store. What's that about?
So she's talking to guys.
She's talking to guys in a chat. It's a chat room.
It's a chat room.
Yeah, yeah. My Free Cams. So they'll just sit there. They'll do homework. They'll just sit there and do homework.
No. Now, how do they make money?
You give tokens to ask for shit.
So you buy, I guess, I don't know how much a token is, a dollar or something like that, or maybe, you know.
So they, the website probably gets a percentage of each token.
Yeah.
And then she gets a percentage.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's hanging at her house naked doing nothing.
Nothing.
And there's guys in it.
Are you in federal or prison? Okay, what's the count? What's the topic? Dad, can you see me?
Here, 630, 63 for a cum show. 63.40 for a cum show. You know, and guys will ask.
Colorado Dickhead says, thanks, Conti and Kenny. Now I have a place to fulfill my typing fetish.
Here, listen. Shh.
There it is.
Awesome. Thank you, Derek.
Well, hear it?
Yep. Oh, wow. The girl that fucking Brent just put in the chat, that's
here. Here
that's
it is.
Different.
31.30 when it gets my KIK for texting.
63.40.
The fuck is she doing?
A 1,000 BG anal sex video. Now, what you do if you give enough things, they'll release you the video of them like
doing certain
stuff.
Things.
Yeah.
Wow, that girl in the chat is fucking smoking.
It's so fucking frustrating, though.
I actually don't like this song. I have a confession to make. I don't like the Breakfast Club. I think I told you guys that already.
Oh my god. I forgot it, why.
I'm gonna.
Why, why do you want to listen to these fucking birds?
Right, yeah, exactly. Oh, exactly.
Fucking mute this bitch.
I want to see her with a 12 inch cock right in the mouth.
Yes, it would just shut her up.
And a cum shot. You know, a money shot. Right on the old fashioned guts.
Yeah. Thank you, Stu. Stu, you say you don't like the Breakfast Club, also.
Oh, Kek, K-I-K is a messaging phone app. Kenny, did you see this chick?
Hey, Shay.
That girl's ridiculous.
Yeah.
My fiance would have to understand,
yeah.
Right?
There's a lot of... The problem is...
she would have to
listen.
Understand. Ugh. It's bad enough I can hear her voice.
And hear that diddling?
Yeah, I get to
that's
hear,
the tokens.
Hear her typing nonsense. Bad enough I got to hear the voice of nonsense.
I don't
thank
mind
you.
Seeing a vag, but yeah, I can't stand it.
I mean, it looks like a bad movie.
Like,
the
oh, is this Hall & Oates?
That's
close. Listen, I'll give you 75 coins if you shove a Hall & Oates CD in your asshole.
I'll give you 1,000. I'll give you 1,000 tokens if you shove a bag of oats up your snatchy. Get some trail mix, cunt. You got 1,000 tokens coming.
All right, ask me a yes or no question.
Do you like trail mix up the old snazzy?
Yeah, no, I like.
That was a no, wasn't it?
It was a no, wasn't it?
You're my boy, Blue. You're my boy.
Shut up.
See? See how much it drives.
Okay. Oh my god. This is what people do? I'm glad I never did this. I didn't
closet American.
I didn't want I went and got fucking jacked off on a table. That's what they
and
did.
And a nappy poo afterwards.
And a nap sometimes.
Yeah. No, these mutants, they just sit behind their computer.
So
oh my
fun.
God.
Instead of having the real touch of a woman, you know?
Look, I get it when you don't have
it. Even if she was outside a Quick Check and needed a ride to Patterson. Just the human contact.
Someone please pay her to stick a dick in her mouth.
See? She's a beautiful naked woman. Right. This one is Ginny Potter.
All right, guys, we are going really slow.
D-Max says, send a gerbil up after the trail mix.
Ginny Potter.
D-Max, I wonder if that's Doug Max. It's a comic guy I know. That's you. Just let me know if that's you.
555 tokens gets a double sparkle roll.
What is she talking about?
She's doing some Harry Potter shit. She's playing a game.
She's playing Dungeons and Dragons?
Yeah.
I gotta watch a nerd go.
Yeah.
You're now stuck in a wet bag, and a mouse is the only person that can get you out. This is fucking idiotic. This is idiotic.
You're stuck in a wet bag.
And a mouse is the only person that can get you out.
That's how you play
Dungeons. Is that Dungeons and Dragons?
What's up, Doug Mac?
Holy shit, it is, man.
How you doing, man?
You're stuck in a room. That's what your fantasy world is.
That's what that
shit is. No dragons, no swords.
No.
You're stuck in a wet bag.
I once played Dungeons. That's what I remember. I was like 14 playing fucking Dungeons and Dragons with some like 18-year-old zilches. And I remember the guy was like, "You're now stuck in a wet bag." And I'm like, "What?" And he's like, "Only a hamster can get you out." I'm like, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
Okay, does anybody know when we started the countdown?
Oh, God.
Doesn't it drive you nuts?
Holy shit. This is just...
Yeah, yeah. You want to try one more?
30 minutes? Okay, let's do another 30 minutes to clear the count, guys.
See, she's smacking her ass, and she looks nice. That's nice. But shut up! And stop typing.
How many guys like the Hall & Oates Kiss on my list?
Oh, that's the other one. She's feeding her cat.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, man.
20. 21.
This one's working out.
This one's working out. Oh, my God. 23. Wow. 24. That's, turn that a little. Can you give me a fucking angle?
25.
Oh, wow. She looks like she's wearing 26, like a. She looks like a kind of like a cheerleader. So this woman,
and
this girl
doing
is doing deep knee bends,
yep.
And the camera,
and she's making money on tokens, 30,
and she's and
31.
That's fucking insane.
32.
You know what? Fuck you, women. Talking about it's a man's world. 34. Fuck you.
35.
This is bullshit. You could 36. Sit. She's sitting home, 37. Doing deep knee bends in shorts, 38. And she's making money. Shaftmaster, well, guys, check out my new $1 million site, slutsdoingchores.com. Thank you.
Fun. Listen to this
Thank
song
you,
in
Max.
The
background.
42. 43. Oh, no, okay. I thought it would be cool and funny.
D-Max says, Hall & Oates while hearing about a woman 46. Sticking things in her blank. How about instead R.E.M.'s Everybody Hurts? 44. Better for anal 46. Background music, I think.
All right, here's one. Listen.
Oh, no, this is going to be one that thinks she's smart and she's going to talk.
No, this is going to be a typer.
Cougars.
She's going to be a typer.
She's cute. She's a cute girl.
They're all pretty cute.
I think I've seen like a fox in a park here. Mike, no. Actually, we should have a counter. I know Seymour, you wanted to be a counter last time.
Dungeons and drag queens.
This time, you're free to be that.
Yeah, I'm gonna shut.
But you gotta
be
good.
All right.
Just a fucking typing.
Wow. Did you see this? Watch this, Kenny. Watch right there. Watch, watch, watch. Ready? And it's a guy. wow.
Yeah, that's that. What's that? Roulette.
It's amazing. All the fucking devious things that I've done in my life. It's the first time I've ever watched a webcam.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
First
no
time
kidding.
Ever.
No kidding.
Never did.
I never have before until.
No, believe me, I'm not. I'm. Oh, wow. Or is
until,
that.
Until I was talking about it on when I was doing a Cousin Joe show, and he turned me on to it, and I can't crank it. I've watched it. I've tried it. Yeah, I can't crank it to it. I need dick in it.
I understand.
You know what I mean?
I understand.
I need to see her getting pounded.
Yes. That's why POV is the greatest porn ever created. I don't want to see the guy's asshole.
I want to see her playing with her tits.
I don't
want to
see his face.
Right.
I just need to see a dick that even somewhat... I can't see a dick that's 16 inches long either.
No.
I don't mind if it's fucking nice size that's fucking doing some damage.
I want regular guy dick. And I want to see it. I want to see her at her keyboard, and then it just pop in a frame like the one of the Star Destroyers in the beginning of Star Wars. It just pops,
just pops
in a frame and gobble it right there. All she does is turn her head 45 degrees, and boom, she's docking. Just like the beginning of Star Wars.
Shit, that's
Star
great.
Wars.
Oh, man. All right, you want to just, we don't have to go exactly at 9. We got to bring this up.
Yeah,
the Will Chamberlain effect.
It's a great conspiracy.
It's kind of a conspiracy. It's called the Will Chamberlain effect, and everybody who knows Will Chamberlain, a beast in basketball in the late '50s,
7'3"?
60. Right. I think he was
7'3", somewhere around there.
He was. I think he was 7'1", or between 7'1" and 7'2". Okay. I think he was.
Oh,
and
yeah,
like he changed the game. I mean, you know, he scored 100 points in a fucking game.
He was far beyond anyone else that had ever played.
Yeah.
You know at that time.
At that time. So
everyone was regular dudes. If you were 7 foot in 1955,
yeah.
you were a circus freak. You yeah. weren't an athlete.
Yeah, exactly. You were Walter fucking Laszlo. At 8'11", but anyway, so we all know the story of Will Chamberlain, how he supposedly slept with 20,000 women, which when they figured it out, like he only died in 1963, and they figured even if he dated for 40 years, banged chicks for 40 years,
7'1",
7'1",
yeah, 7 foot.
Yeah, he was
inches.
A fucking monster. He died. He was only 63 years old.
63, yeah.
So, because I can see that from here. That's why.
I was going to say. Like, that was
no, I didn't really know. But, so, now what they're saying is that in the last 20 to 30 years, there's been this surge of fucking big, big players, big, tall players, and they're saying that this might be
if Will Chamberlain had the opportunity to at least, even if he was with 10,000 or 15,000, maybe yeah. not the 20 might be an exaggeration, that he may have spread his seed far enough that he's now creating giants.
They're calling it the Will Chamberlain effect.
Yeah,
where he because if you think about it, even 40 years ago, 50 years ago, those guys, you know what I mean? It could have been somebody, and then that person had a kid.
Right, right.
And you know,
he was probably in college in 67, right? Somewhere around here.
No, he was already
he was born in 36. No, he's born in 36.
Yeah.
So
36 plus 20, 56. So yeah, he was playing.
So then all of those
the 60s he was in playing in the NBA.
He nails them. Now it's already three generations away of this genetic code, because it's the same thing as if you were trying to create crops or prized stallions. Do you understand what I mean?
Right.
It would be the same exact thing where, you know, in this day and age, his sperm would probably be, you know, $500,000 a shot, just like Secretariat or Smarty Jones, you know?
Right.
It's a genetic code on how mammals procreate and recreate, and you want the best sustainable genetic code, or the biggest for whatever it is, and from what the story says is that this guy's been spreading it around, and now it's all kind of coming through fruition.
Yeah.
The crops are growing.
Yes, where the Will Chamberlain effect. And they could be somewhat, you know, related
yeah.
down the line.
And it doesn't matter if they're 4 or 5 removed from the actual genetic
yeah,
code.
Right, yeah.
It
doesn't
just,
matter.
Yeah. You know, if someone in 1957 got impregnated by him and she didn't know it, or she didn't, you know, didn't, there was no paternity tests or anything
yeah,
back
and
then.
Women weren't going to go around and say, no, you know, she probably had the baby. She might have been married.
Gold diggers.
If she's with a black guy, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You know, he probably wasn't thinking,
yeah.
you know, my cousin, he's 6'2", right? Nobody in my family's close. My brother's 5'10". But, you know, we don't think of anything. You just think, all right, once in a while, somebody shoots up.
Beverly's
son is 6 foot fucking one.
Yeah.
Everybody in her family, they're all regular size.
Yeah.
So nobody, I don't think they automatically go, well, this kid's really tall. He can't be mine. Hey, you know what? Somewhere down the line, probably somebody was tall.
But the genetic code, exactly, somewhere down there, because there were, you know, the age of the woman that wants to get athletes pregnant just to have their baby for the money has only been around since, what, 1985?
Yeah.
Maybe when Michael Jordan, you know, when the shoe contracts and all that.
Now women, now they feel more empowered
And then, of course, which is a good thing, but then women take that empowerment thing and they use it for negative things. Go, fuck you. You know what? I'm going to trap this guy.
Right.
Have a kid with him and then fucking soak him
sports,
for everything he's got.
Sports guys weren't making that much money before 1985.
Yeah, you're right.
You know?
Yep, that's
so
where it
from,
was.
From 1954, 30 years up until 1985... All of those women had no idea if he smashed
sure.
one inside of her.
Yeah.
She didn't know if it came from him.
Yeah,
some didn't, but they weren't going to go after him,
right.
You know, because it wasn't a big deal. So these kids are, you know, these. It's some kind of lineage. It's some kind of a genetic lineage. I mean, it's a conspiracy theory.
It's fantastic,
I think it's
though.
Cool.
It's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
There was some sort of thing where there were stories of him where he would go to like these, you know, like parties where it was like a sex party. And he would walk into a room, and he would go in with like five or six girls, and give it to each one of them.
Each one of them,
like, so he wasn't. Look, whether or not 20,000 or not, let's conservatively call it 10,000, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, it's not just because. Well, there's a couple of factors. Number one, he was an athlete, so he was famous.
Yeah.
Number two. He was a pretty good looking guy, you know.
Yeah,
intimidating,
yeah.
Tall. Listen, you're sure. Tall. You're
famous,
always
famous.
Yep, tall. Usually have they're usually more successful, more confident. And three, he probably just was one of those guys. I had a friend of mine. He would bang a chick. He would fucking pull it out, fucking drop it right on her, and then put it right back in and bang her again.
Put it right back in.
He might have been one of those guys. He just had this amazing libido, and he could fuck two or three women in a night. In a night!
If I was 7'1", I'm showing my cock off, then. I'm putting it in anything.
But I think there had to be something else. There had to be some sort of...
Sure, yeah,
something
yeah.
in his genes that just made him just really, really
sexual. Well,
think about
a human. You know, it's a natural thing for us to want to procreate, you know? It's the natural. You want to spread your seed into anything. And he just had the opportunity to more than somebody else.
Here's in the chat room, Colorado Dickhead said, if there's any truth to this story, there would be a shit ton of Motley Crue's and Rolling Stones bands popping up. But I don't think. But that's more of a learned thing. To learn to be a musician.
Yeah.
It could be something in your... But this is absolute, first off, genetics.
Yeah, yeah.
To go...
Just
I mean, how many guys you know that look like Vince Neil? There are probably a bunch of kids you know, but how many guys do you... You know, when you're 7'1" in 1960-something, you stood out. And for that guy to spread his seed to that many women, it could be... And granted,
you, and
I know what you're saying.
Do you honestly think, remember, back in the 60s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, there were no condoms. You got a shot. You know what I mean? If you there was no AIDS. There was no... All of that stuff, it was, you know, it was the... He was the biggest sports star in the world during the season of love. You know, the sexual revolution. So he was dumping that shit into every fucking snatchioli that he could fucking find.
Colorado Dickhead said he would dick fart it right into her. something in his jeans. Yeah, big cock. LOL.
Yeah.
But it's just it's a
right.
It's,
remember
it's
that.
A
remember
fun...
that time frame. That time in history.
Yeah.
That was it. Was the
you
know
he was born in 36, right?
36.
So
he was 30 years old in
66.
In 66, yeah. 30 years old.
So
in
60. 56, when he was 20,
he was already
banging chicks.
Absolutely.
He was in college. He was 100%. A start in college.
Yeah.
So he probably was
sexual
banging
revolution.
Girls.
He was in his prime.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
That was Conti's dick again. And what's funny is you do the gun. you're shooting off a gun.
Hold on. Let me see. Army records reveal that the average Union soldier during the American Civil War was 5'8". And 143.5 pounds. Who is 143 pounds nowadays? I understand that, but to me, I mean, it's like it seems to be a huge jump. Where I bet you, if you looked at the rosters in the 60s and 70s, most guys were, you know, listen, they were tall guys,
and
6'3", 6'4", 6'5". Jordan was 6'6".
Yeah.
You look at Jordan on the field, and you were like, he wasn't a big guy, but
I just like the story. I like the
it's
idea.
It's great. It's just a fun.
Even if it's not even close to being true.
But it's just a great.
I love
it. It's a great fucking thing to just chat
about. And just think if it is actually true. Just to say.
that one man can spawn this many. Think of the implications, the science, the scientific implications.
Science!
Of having three generations being able to happen this way, you know? With, if it was actually true, where one man, one stud, one steed, one bull can, after three generations, produce this many giant people. Think of 100 generations. Think of other planets. We could be Amazons or as tall as like those Avatar fucks, you know? Just on that sheer fact of genetic, not genetic engineering, you could do it naturally, but taking those genes and just procreating them.
Yep.
And we'd be Amazon women on the moon.
Yep. Absolutely, man.
Be a bunch of Amazons.
Well.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. All right. Do you just
think about all these 7-footers.
Yeah, yeah.
Just think if they did come from Wilt Chamberlain, how many thousands of miles of cock? If you line the cocks up all together,
it would be like that Siberian fucking highway that they want to build. I wanted to get into that. But
it'd be like that. Oh, yeah. It'd also be like that commercial where they took all the plastic water bottles that we use.
Oh, and they put them next to each other.
Put them next to each other, and it goes around the world like four times.
Yeah.
It'd just be a bunch of black,
rope. Just black rope going around the country. It would look like somebody lassoed fucking the earth with a black fucking lasso. shit.
That's funny.
Oh, man. Well, listen, everybody. I got to just say thank you, everybody in the chat. You guys are... I mean, listen, I know everybody says that their chat room is great, but you guys, and I know a lot of you guys listen to other shows on More Like Radio, and you probably just do that just so you can, you know, compare them to ours and know that we're superior.
And we kill.
And we kill.
We destroy.
We crush every time.
And we crush.
We're the greatest. Ugh, unbelievable. But I want to thank all you guys. Of course, our producer, White Ass Brent, Big Scott's Will, our superstar, Colorado Dickhead, the fucking Rock.
Yeah.
You know, see, Rock, Colorado Rockies.
Real quick, guest 411, this person is educated because just by one word that they used. There is a regression to the mean. There's a limit on how big we can get, otherwise we would all be 7 foot now. There is a regression to the mean. The word mean is the median, you know, that's the middle, you know, the mean.
Okay.
That's average, the mean, you know, the thing. And so whoever put that in is very smart.
Hey, look at this. Somebody
I think your theory's bullshit.
Dude, look at the thing. I don't know if this was, or Brent just did this. Brent, did you just make that? Because if you did, that's great. What if Wilt Chamberlain really did sleep with 20,000 women and populated modern pro sports with giants? That's a fucking great meme. Yeah, Colorado Dickhead, Roy Black on crack, Shaftmaster.
Scott.
My friend fucking Doug Max, man. Comedian. Fucking weird, funny dude, man.
Yeah.
Weird, funny dude. Makes me laugh. And it's funny because either the audience completely gets him or they're like, what the fuck's wrong with this guy? And I love it. He's very entertaining.
Great.
Very funny, man. Thanks for stopping in, bro. Appreciate it. All the girls in the, you know, on the, what do you call it?
And anyone who's listening who came in late, like Lady Trucker and stuff in the chat room, if you go back to the beginning of the beginning of the chats, I started the story with the hooker that wanted to have a threesome with me and my father. And Colorado Dickhead put a bunch of her pictures in. So if you want to check those out, just scroll back in the timeline.
You stole the photo, but did you make the... did you make the meme? That's what I wanted to know. So he did make the meme. If he stole the photo from Google. That's fucking great. I wish Tyler Perry ran down Wilt's leg instead of spawning that cross-dressing ass clown. Jesus, Shaftmaster. What's wrong with you? All right.
Thanks a lot, guys.
That was a...
We'll see you on Secret Show this week.
I think we crushed it.
We killed it.
We killed it.
Killed it.
That's what this show is going to be called.
Devastated.
Crush, Kill, Destroy. That's the show. Oh, okay. He didn't make it. Oh, okay.
And that's going to be either how we did and also about Wilt Chamberlain's dong.
Nice. Very good. All right. Let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody. We'll
see you guys this week, Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, and we'll post on when we're going to do the secret show, and hopefully you guys can join us. That just means we'll record Thursday or Friday afternoon, and you can listen live in the Conti and Kenny chat. Oh, okay. I'm glad, man. Thank you, Doug. And that's it. And if I can quote our pal. Oh, you want to do one more? Go ahead.
Sexy girl, sexy honey girl. 75 tokens if you put your own foot in your own twat. 275 tokens. And then put that Pomeranian you have right next to you. Put his tail in your asshole. All right, one more 1,000 tokens.
All right, let's get out of here. And as our late great pal, the great Otto Peterson, would always say, take care.
See you next week.